Yeah, we just come up from the bottom house, which is about 1.5 miles away across the field. If not across the fields, I mean, but that's if you go down to the road and round and go by road. Across the fields is an awful lot shorter. But it's all on part of the Adele and Tony's land here. And it's a very beautiful place. It's down beside a river, and it's where the young Hendersons live. And certainly it is very, very beautiful. When you go down through the wood and over the fields, and the greenery is just starting to come, and you see the lambs and the sheep in the field, and the kids, and all the life now is just starting within the farm. In addition to that, last night as we were looking out, the new moon was there, and we were over here for the night to be much observed, and we looked out at the new moon. It was a orange, brilliant orange new moon, and not a new moon, it's a full moon, I beg your pardon, not a new moon, a full moon, full moon. New moon is just a little crescent that you have going around your left hand, and you just see it right the last thing at night, but this is a full moon that was there last night. And you look up at the stars, and you can see Venus off on the right hand side, and there's all the stars, and as it gets darker you can look up on a clear night, certainly when there isn't a moon, you see a great plethora of stars here. And here we are now, we're about to have an offering, and we're to take up an offering, and as it says, if you want to turn over to Deuteronomy 16:16, which is the kind of scripture that is normally read at this particular time, where in Deuteronomy 16:16 it says that three times or three seasons in a year all the males appear before the Eternal your God in the place that he'll choose, in the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is the feast period, the season that we're in today, and in the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of Tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Eternal empty, and every man shall give as he's able according to the blessing that the Eternal your God has, which is given you. When we look at the things that we've got here, and we certainly look at everything that's been created, that is actually out there, if we just turn with me just briefly to Daniel chapter 4, there is a way that people in the world we'll look at things. Turn over to Daniel chapter 4. Here we see Nebuchadnezzar behaving in that way. Because so often we can look at the things that we have, the things that we own, the things that we've done. And here we find Nebuchadnezzar in verse 28 of Daniel 4. It says, all these things came on Nebuchadnezzar at the end of 12 months as he walked in the palace of the kingdom of Babylon. The king spoke and said, is not this the great Babylon that I have built for the house, the house of the kingdom, by the might of my power, by the honor of my majesty? And while a word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it's spoken, the kingdom's departed from you. And he was put back into reality for what the reality is. Sometimes we can go and we can look at all the things that we've done and things that we've made and whatever it might be that we actually own, and we think, oh boy, isn't this wonderful? Look at what I've got. And we don't. We don't own anything. The whole of everything that we have is on loan to us. As we pass here, we come down here to this particular part of Wales, about a mile or 2 miles away from us, here is a churchyard, a graveyard. In that graveyard is my mother. And my mother used to sit here, just like all of you in front of me right now. And she used to be a living human being, just the same as the ones that are listening to me over the internet right now. And yet now she's asleep. And on her gravestone, it talks about the trumpet sounding and that'll be raised incorruptible. And that's the hope that she had. That's the hope she's looking forward to. You know, what do we actually own? What does she own? A piece of earth? She doesn't even own that. It's owned by her. The whole of our life is transitory, it's fragile. We only have things borrowed, really, for a brief period of time. If you turn over to 1 Chronicles 29, we find here in 1 Chronicles 29 that kind of sentiment. Because here in 1 Chronicles 29, and David, it says in verse 10, because he was going ahead and gathering things up for the house of God. He's gathering up the stones and the precious jewelry and all the gold and the silver and everything that was going to be needed for the house of God. And he says in verse 10, he says, "Therefore David blessed the Eternal before all the congregation. And David said, 'Blessed be you, Eternal God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Yours, O Eternal, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is yours.'" That moon that we saw last night, the stars that we saw last night, Venus that we saw last night, they're not ours, but they are God's. And the one we're giving an offering to, they're his. You know, he owns everything, absolutely everything. The money that we have in our pocket, that paper, that's his. The wealth that it would buy is his. It's on a loan to us for a little while. "Yours is the kingdom, O Eternal, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honour come of you, and you reign over all, and in your hand is power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what's my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of you, and of your own have we given you." The things that were being given at that time, they were God's anyway, but they were given back to him. And that's really what it is. This is the way it works. Turn over to final scripture, Psalm 50. Psalm 50. And in Psalm 50, we find a scripture here. Well, in fact, an entire psalm. It says in verse 7, it says, "Hear, my people, I'll speak, O Israel, and I'll testify against you that I am God, even your God. I'll not reprove you for the sacrifices of the burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I'll take no bullock out of your house, or a he-goat out of the folds, or any beast for the offering is mine." Every beast for the offering is mine. Every single goat, every single sheep that's out there, even now, here on this field, this farm, it's God's, ultimately, every single one. "And the cattle upon 1,000 hills, I know all the fowls of the mountain, the wild beasts of the field, they're all mine. If I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you, for the world is mine and the fullness of it, and I'll eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats, offer them to God with thanksgiving, and pay your vows to Most High." So in other words, it's the attitude of mind. It's how we offer that is absolutely crucial. And so today, really, as we take up an offering today, it's not a case of what we are giving. It is how we are giving it. We should give as we are able. We must give as we are able. But everything that we have, including our own bodies, including the energy that we have, anything that we can do, it's God's anyway. And we cannot go ahead and say, "Look at this great Babylon." The thing that I've, when you normally do that, it's a great Babylon, is the chaos that we just about created. But apart from that, we can't look at something and say, look, this is mine. It is all given to us. It's all given to us. It's all something that is there. It's on loan. And as David said before, of your own, we give it to you again. Of your own, we give it to you again. And that's the way it works. So as we do this, we need to do it in a joyful heart. We need to make sure that we have the right attitude of mind, that we offer it to God thanks with thanksgiving for what we've been given, and freely offered as we are able. But don't be deceived in thinking you're giving God something that he needs, because he doesn't. He owns everything anyway. But we do have this opportunity to go ahead and give an offering right now. And while we're doing so, we'll have some offering music, which will be from Psalm 119, the Kof, which is the Hebrew letter of the alphabet. And it's entitled, "I Will Call With All My Heart." And it's going to be sung today by Mrs. Paula Henderson.